February 11th, 2023, Parenting Chat. Sat joins the meeting. Bahar thanks Sat for her presence and time, and then she announces whoever is on the phone. She also says that she has a few questions submitted and a couple of people would like to ask their own question. With Sat's permission, Maryam says her question.
سعد جون، من سوالم راجع به پسرم بود که به خاطر یه دایگنوزایی که داشته، مثلا به خاطر یه مریضی که داره و مشکلاتی که داره خیلی به من سخت میگیره، واسه خیلی به من سخت میده، هم یعنی کاراشو نمیکنه، کار مدرسهشو نمیکنه و احتمال این که حتی بخوان امسال دوباره این گرید نگرش دارن خیلی زیاده. و وقتی که وقتی که مثلا اسم مدرسه به هر شکلی که شما بگی، من به این موضوع نزدیک شدم، ریورد دادم، دعوا کردم، زدم، جیغ کشیدم، جایزه خریدم، هر فکری که بگید کرد، کلاس اضافه گذاشتم، توترینگ گرفتم. آخرین کاری که کردم این بوده که تو خود مدرسه واسش کمک گذاشتن، چیزایی که خودشون مثلا تشخیص دادن، ولی معلمش میگه که این همون خانمی هم که اونجا باش اضافه کار میکنه، میگه که این وقتی من بهش چیزی میگم فقط سرش میز پای میره. و این یه وقتایی وقتی که من میشینم که مثلا باش یه کار شاید بشه تو 5 دقیقه انجام بده، رو نمیخواد انجام بده، نمیتونه. و الان که بردمش دکتر و آزمایشای همه چی روش کردن، میگن که این مشکل این نیست که نتونه، نمیخواد بکنه. و من واقعا یه وقتایی واقعا خونسردی خودم از دست میدم، واقعا دیوونه میشم، چون از سر و کول من بالا میره، لغت میزنه، ملغ میزنه. بچه ها هفته پیش داشتن میگفتن که شما تاکیدتون روی آکادمیک اونقدی نیست که روی مثلا شاد بودن و اینا یه بچه است یا مثلا فعال بودنش. بعد من این از بچه ها تشکر کردم و شیر کردم که من این خیلی برام کمک بود، چون یه وقتایی واقعا خیلی اصلا میبریدم، فکر میکردم الان دارم سکته میکنم، وقتایی که باش چالش میکردم. از بچه ها تشکر کردم که این یاداوری به من کردن که حتی اگه یه سال یا دو سال دیگه هم بمونه تو این گرید، اگه واقعا لازم داشته باشه، من هر کاری که میتونم و دارم براش میکنم و خب دارم میکنم دیگه. فقط با یه ذره خودم فکر میکنم کار کنم که یه ذره آرومتر باشم، خودم هم اینو قبول کنم. اینو من شیر کردم و بچه ها گفتن که خوبه که اینو به شکلی سوال از شما بپرسیم.
Yeah, that's good. Let Radha translate it and then I'll come back to you.
Maryam shares that I'm really struggling with my son because of some diagnoses that he has. Academically, he struggles. Anything having to do with school, he shuts down. He can't do it. He won't do it. And it's a very high chance that they're going to hold him back this year. I've tried everything. I've tried disciplining, yelling, hitting, buying prizes, bribing, anything that I could think of, I've tried. And it's very challenging for me because we recently had some testing done and we were told it's not that he can't do it, it's that he won't. And I don't know what to do about this. At times I feel like I'm going to have a heart attack in just trying to deal with him. It's that stressful for me. And last week I shared this with the group and they told me that your emphasis is not so much on academics as it is on the child's well-being and overall happiness. That took a lot of the pressure off of me. That really helped me. But they told me, they encouraged me to phrase this in the form of a question. What can I do? How can I work on myself to better handle him in this situation? Any guidance you can give, I appreciate.
Yeah, the very first thing that I felt through your talk is that you are not taking care of yourself at all. As far as balancing yourself first, just like when we sit in the airplane, they always say that to put the oxygen in case of need on yourself first before you put it on your child. This way, you make sure that the child gets oxygen properly because you are breathing yourself. First is this, and second is that if the doctor said that your child has some problems, then I don't know, I cannot talk in that direction, but all I can say that there are children that are capable of learning and there are those that are not as well. So I would really observe my child if I was in your place. I would, instead of forcing him to study so much emphasize on that, why don't you watch your child? Watch his behavior. Watch the way he follows his thought. Watch what gives him peace. Watch what is his like and dislike is. Just observing your child will teach you a lot. And yes, academic is not as important as raising a child that is confident and capable, but it seems to me that in your son's situation, no amount of forcing is going to give you result, or bribing or buying gift. I think it's much deeper than that. I would say just observe him and don't find fault with him. Don't repeat yourself. For a few days, just let it all fall apart and just observe and see if there is something else hidden there that comes to your attention that would be a better solution. And also, you said you took him to the doctor and they did test. Did they say that is nothing wrong with him and we don't understand why he doesn't want to learn? I don't believe that. But is that what they said, Maria?
No, they said there are problems. He has ADHD, autism, and dyslexia. But the reason he doesn't want to do schoolwork is behavior problems. Not he's not capable of doing it. Because when he sees it, finally,
behavior. Yeah, that's exactly what I think. So you have to understand this is the child you have, not the next door's child, not your other child, not the good student in the school. And you have to work to the capacity of the child. The worst thing you can do is force him. Because autism, they get nervous, they get disoriented, and you're adding to his pain more than he needs to have it. So I would give him understanding, observation to find out if there is a back door to his behavior you can walk in, and intuitiveness of a mother. Definitely I would back off on his education. Not that you abandoned his education, but you work with what you have. If you have only meat to cook, you work only with the meat. If you have vegetable to cook, then you work with the nature of the vegetable. Which one goes first? Which one takes longer to cook? So I know you highly educated and your husband too. But throw all of that into the garbage when it comes to this son. And also work on yourself and tell yourself, this is a blessing in my life. This child, as much as it looks like a curse, is really not, because I am working with something that I am having a hard time and I can make it easy by observation. So he's diagnosed with a lot of handicap. You cannot ask him to be like an other child that do not have this handicap. And in the end, I would say understanding, acceptance, non-resistance, and love. That's what this child needs.
Thank you, Sachin. I have to add this. He's the most loving, sweet boy ever.
I know.
The amount of love he gives to me, no one in the world gave to me, even my mother.
I know. And the reason I know is because because I just know. And drive on that, my dear.
My main question for you is, like, I see he's climbing all the time. So I sign him up for gymnastic or something like rock climbing to be do what his body wants to do in a safe way, because I'm afraid he falls and just hurts himself. So I'm providing safe and safe environment for what his brain tells him to do. He goes for 1 month, 2 months happily, and then he wants to quit. He's starting the soccer practice. After 2 months, he's unhappy. He doesn't want to go swimming. Everything, quit. What should I do in those situations? Just push him? Should tell him you have to go or go with him?
Well, again, by observation, you can tell. Again, I wouldn't know. All I know that forcing this child will backfire, as you have seen it. I don't know. I think his physician, maybe they can give him something that calms him down. As far as medical goes, I don't know. I hope they have some help to give him. But as far as education goes, I would say walk with him, not walk with a trophy child. This is what you have, and you have to work with it, and not stress out him and yourself, because he's not capable of being what you want him to be. So maybe we should be more, the father should be a little bit more capable of what he wants to be. That I don't know. Also, he's growing. He's going to go through different changes. How old is he now?
He's 7.
Yeah, he's 7. I just think that you have to work with some professional people that work with children like this.
Okay.
That because I really don't know. All I know is that observation will help you and non-resistance toward his approach, and just working with his rhythm rather than against his rhythm. Okay. I think that would be more successful.
Yeah. We are working with educated people about this problem, but he's been diagnosed recently. So I'm seeking for help everywhere. But I want to know what to do. Like for the soccer practice, he wanted to go. I signed him up. He was excited for first 3 weeks, 4 weeks. And then
have you asked him why he doesn't want to go? Can he explain himself?
He says it's boring. It's boring. And when I drag him there and said, we signed up, we have to go because we paid money. We have to like finish this semester. Because I'm thinking maybe if he goes, he's get more interested. He goes and acts like a zombie, walking around, not participating.
To myself,
I believe myself is a quitter. I think that's what is in my brain that calls telling me, don't let your son be a quitter like you. I think that's what's happening.
And what quitting has caused you?
A lot of things. I could have fought for lots of things.
And?
I would love to have, but I don't.
Uh-huh. And you find fault with that?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Could that be a concept that you have of yourself that actually makes you quit even more?
What was your question again?
I said, could it be just a concept and opinion of yourself that you dwell on it and makes you even quit more?
Yes, yes.
Okay, don't do the same thing to your son.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it works out. In the end, it all works out. Work on yourself first.
Okay.
Leave all your concept of yourself and your son behind and start fresh with all the memory of failure and disappointment. And know that whatever your character did and did not, you're still a very decent mother and a decent wife. And just let it go.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. I'm sorry I didn't have a prescription that would end everything. But life isn't like that, unfortunately.
Mm, all right. That was very helpful. Thank you.
Sure. Asal, go ahead.
Salam, Azizam.
سلام عسل جان.
خیلی خوشحالم که صداتون رو میشنوم و خیلی خوشحالم که به جلسه همون اومدید. من دو تا سوال دارم راجع به بچه های برادرم که جفتشون دخترن. سوال اولم راجع به الینه که 5 سالشه. چند روز پیش الین اومد بالا پیش من و گفتش که من دیگه نمیخوام نور باشم. گفتم که چرا، مشکل چیه، چی شده که باعث شده که تو دیگه نمیخوای نور باشی؟ گفت به خاطر اینکه من از نور بودن خسته شدم، من میخوام دروغ بگم، من میخوام به آوین لگد بزنم، میخوام جیغ بزنم، وقتی آمپول به هم میزنن گریه کنم، کتابای آوین رو پاره کنم، من میخوام این کارا رو بکنم. گفتم که چه کسی به تو گفته که وقتی تو آمپول میزنی نباید گریه کنی، یا بدن تو دردش نمیاد، یا چرا حالا یه وقت دادم عصبانی میشه؟ یه کاری هم که نباید بکنه میکنه، کی به تو گفته که یا باید نور باشی یا باید این کارا رو بکنی؟ خلاصه چون 5 سالش جواب واضحی نتونست به هم بده، ولی اینا رو به هم گفت و در هر صورت من فکر کردم که حتما از شما، فقط به مامانش و به خواهرش گفتم که آیا شماها چیزی به این گفتید، خواستید آموزشی بهش بدید، سعی کردید از این هم استفاده کنید، زورش کردید به یه کاری که دوست نداره و بهش گفتید که آیا چون تو نوری باید بکنی که این الان اومده همچین چیزی گفته؟ گفتن ما فقط رفته بودیم واکسن بزنیم واسش. آوین که اون دفعه دستش لای در مونده بود و من برای شما تعریف کردم که تمرین کرده بود، وایساده بود اونجا و تمرین کرده بود وقتی دردش اومده بود، آوین گفت من فقط اون موقعی که داشت واکسن میزد و گریه میکرد، من اون کاری که خودم کردم و بهش گفتم بکن، گفتم گریه نکن، برو پیش نورت، نورت کمکت میکنه، من فقط اینو بهش گفتم. از اونا خواستم نکنن این کارو دیگه هیچ وقت، ولی در هر صورت میخواستم ببینم که چی باید بهش بگم.
اوکی. Radha, go ahead.
Ashel says, hello to Sat, and thanks her for joining the call. She says, I have 2 questions regarding my brother's girls. The first question is regarding my 5-year-old niece. She came to me one day and said, I don't want to be the light anymore. And I asked her why. And she said, I want to lie. I want to rip up my sister's book. I want to scream if I'm mad or if I'm getting a shot and I'm in pain. And I asked her, I said, who said you can't do those things and be the light at the same time? And she's only 5, so she couldn't really clearly answer me. So I went to other family members and I said, did you guys say something to her regarding being the light and not doing these things? Did you push her or try to help her in some way along these lines? And the only answer I got was that when she had gone to get her vaccination, they told her, don't cry, go to your light and let your light protect you. I told them not to do that anymore, but I really wanted your guidance, Sat, on this answer.
what is happening here is that you'd separated in your guys teaching to her light from herself, from who she is as far as character concerned, and this separation she doesn't understand at 5. Instead of saying it as what she actually is not the way of behavior. This is how she picked it up. I would definitely back off because she sees the light as something that she needs to accept rather than what she is. So I would back off and only use it if she is in pain. You can tell her that, why don't you concentrate on your godliness or in your perfection or in your light and see if it decreases the pain. So leisurely saying you are the light, the child says, nah, I'm a light. I thought I was a body. Now they are forcing me to accept light. So this separation has to go. And I would say just to back off for now and let her be, and no talk of that, in case there is a situation that comes up that she is in pain or she's crying or she asks for help. Then you say, why don't you concentrate on the God that is within you, or the promise or the light or whatever, but that's who you are. But use it very rarely in the time that is really, really needed. So again, as I said to Mariam, each kid is different. And it seems like she has some stubbornness characteristic. So we just let her go. That's my suggestion. But then again, I'm not there. I don't know her. So you guys should follow your heart. But by no means should the kids feel separation of being a human and being forced to be a light. It has to be explained that their character is the light, their body is full of light, their thoughts are light, and they can always rely on that in time of trouble. It's not a behavior discipline, as it is a reality. All right, Baharjan, go ahead with yours.
Sajjan, من یه سوال دیگه هم دارم.
Okay, go ahead.
عزیزم، این سوال رو، این حرف رو یعنی آوین اومد به من زد. آوین 10 سالش رو تموم کرد چند روز پیش. چنان که در جریانید، خب شرایط ایران شرایط مناسبی نیستش و جاهای مختلفی تیراندازی و اینا اتفاق افتاده و این بچه توی اینستاگرام یک کلیپ کوتاهی دیده بود از اینکه یک مادری در کنار بچه یه چند ساله کوچیکش تیر میخوره و میمیره. اومد پیش من با ناراحتی و به من گفتش که من نمیخوام مامانم بمیره. گفتم که حالا اصلا چی شد که یهو به یه همچین فکری افتادی؟ کی گفته که قراره مامانت بمیره؟ گفت من همچین کلیپی رو دیدم و من نمیخوام مامانم بمیره. گفتم که آوین، ما قبلا راجع به این قضیه با هم حرف زدیم که خودت میدونی که یه چیزهای مناسب تو نیست و نباید ببینی. اول از همه اینه، و اگر رفتی و کنجکاوی کردی راجع به چیزهایی که میدونی نباید ببینی و دیدی، عواقبش هم باید قبول کنی، تو دیگه بچه نیستی. اما همیشه یادت باشه که تو نور هستی و نورت از تو مواظبت میکنه. تو میتونی اعتماد کنی، چون ما مدیتیشن اعتماد شما رو هر روز صبح که من میبرمش مدرسه تو ماشین با هم گوش میدی، اونی که برای کودکان به فارسی گفتید. و گفتم تو اعتماد رو داری و میتونی اعتماد کنی. گفت نه، من نمیخوام اعتماد کنم. گفتم که برای چی نمیخوای اعتماد کنی؟ گفت من میدونم که اگه اعتماد کنم و یه وقت مامانم بمیره، نور از من مواظبت میکنه که من خیلی ناراحت نباشم یا مامانم خوب باشه یا همه اینا، ولی من نمیخوام مامانم بمیره و میترسم که نور به حرف من گوش نده و بره یه کار دیگه بکنه و مامانم بمیره. گفتم نمیدونم، به من یکم زمان بده و من برم سوالو بپرسم ببینم که چه جوریه.
چه بچه هایی رو بزرگ میشن ایران. It's unbelievable. Okay, go ahead and translate, Radha.
Asad asked her second question. This one is in regards to her 10-year-old niece. She said that Iran right now, as you know, there's tough situations happening. There's mass shootings. And my niece apparently saw a clip on Instagram of a mass shooting where a mother is standing next to her small child and is hit by a bullet and dies. And so my niece came to me and said, I don't want my mom to die. And I said, what even made you think about that? And she told her about this clip that she saw. And Asal says, I told her first and foremost, we've talked about the fact that there are certain things that you should not see. They're not good for you. But now that you have, you were curious and you have seen it, remember that your light will always protect you and you can trust. And Asal says, we do the trust meditation in Farsi every day as I take her to school. She responded, no, I don't want to trust. And I asked her why. And she said, because if my mom dies, I know the trust or the light will make it okay or make me deal with it okay, but I don't want that. I don't want my mom to die. And I'm afraid that the light won't listen to me and it will do what it wants. Mm-hmm. But give me a few days to find out an answer to your question.
Mm-hmm. Asar jan, problem bache vaqti miad palito و میگه میترسم، اولین کاری که میکنی دیل با ترس میکنی نه با لایت. وقتی میاد میگه من میترسم، میشونیش یه تولز بهش میدی که بتونه ترس رو کنترل کنه و کاملا اندرستندینگ اول بهش میدی. میگی راست میگی، منم بودم میترسیدم که مادرم از دست بدم، برای اینکه مادر واقعا خیلی عزیزه. اول بیا بشینیم یه پری بکنیم برای کسی که مادرش از دست داده و بعدش هم این ترسی که داریم نگاش کن، ببین که ترسه و از اوکیه، اوکیه که میترسی. تا چند مدت دیگه این خاطرش ازت میره و خیالت راحت میشه. و اگر میبینی که دو مرتبه بر میگرده، فقط نگاش کن، چون حقیقت نداره. مامانت زنده است و هیچ کس هم از آتیه هیچی نمیدونه. یعنی جواب همه چی نمیتونه یه چیزی باشه، نمیتونه. و اگر همه جوابا به بچه ها یه جور باشه، بچه ها خسته میشن، میگن this is not satisfactory، من قبول ندارم دیگه. اینه که اولین کار understandingه، یعنی که وقتی که یکی میترسه، اول باید بگه واقعا ترسش برای یه دختر 10 ساله حقیقت داره. خب میترسه مادرش از دست بده، که بعد شروع کن به این که مقابله چی میگن resistance رو اون کار نکنه و بشینه و ترسش رو نگاه کنه. و تو هم هی بهش بگی is okay، فقط نگاه کن، ببین که حقیقت نداره، ببین که هیچ کس نمیتونه گارانتی کنه آینده رو، ولی الان ما میتونیم با این ترس یه جوری دیل کنیم. Go ahead, Radha.
Sat says, when a child comes to you and he or she is afraid and has fear, first you must deal with that fear, not the light. She comes to you and she says, I am scared. You have to give her a tool to help her control that fear. The very first thing that's needed is understanding. You should say, I get it, me too. That is scary. I would be afraid too to lose my mom. Let's sit down and pray for that child who lost their mom. And next, teach her to just look at the fear and tell her or show her it's a fear. It's okay. And as you look at it, after a while, it will go away. And if it comes back, you just look at it because it's not real. Your mom is alive and nobody knows the future. You see, if we answer a child the same way each time, that child won't be satisfied. They'll get tired of that answer. They won't accept it. The first thing that's needed is understanding, because her fear is valid. That is scary. Next, teach her to sit and to look at that fear. Tell her it's okay. It's okay. See that it isn't real. Nobody can guarantee the future.
Again, I want to emphasize on our parents Do not be like a parrot throwing wisdom at your child. The most important step, the first step, is not to say drop it or you are the light or get over it. The first step is hearing the child out, understanding the child in a way the child feels some comfort, wants to be heard out, wants to be understood. And then to remedy it, as each occasion is different than the next. But we have so much understanding of spirituality that we are well equipped to have the variety, as I have been given the variety and passed it on to each of you. Variety of wisdom, variety of technique, where it can help the child. But you cannot tell the child a tool without first accepting the child and understanding his problem and sympathizing, and but not standing on this sympathy and moving on right after understanding to say, this is what I would do. Maybe it works for you, maybe it won't. So we just have to not be above our children's feeling and age. We have to bring ourselves down to their level. Otherwise, it would be just the preaching, not doesn't have the same result.
Patjun, may I respond to that? I just wanted to thank you so much. It was so beautiful. And something that I see is that without you and your tools and your love and your patience and your peace that you've given me, I would have no shot of being able to do that with Luca. I would stay on autopilot. And even if I had a tool to give him, I wouldn't know how to access that presence and that pause and that openness. And I'm just so grateful.
Yes. Thank you. What I was saying, I have, there are a lot of things, a lot of times that when I'm with my grown-up children, boys that are men, that I want to direct them. I see it. I see that in that specific situation, if they take this advice, it would shortcut them. There are so many times I see it and I shut my mouth because I feel like receptivity might not at that situation be there. And if there is no receptivity, then not only what you are saying is wasted, but it will have resistance against it. So it has no use whatsoever. This is why I say observation of each situation is paramount in order to be successful with our words. All right, Baharjan, go ahead with the.
Thank you. Fatjun, our first question. What should we do if a teenage child or our teenager is getting bullied but doesn't want to share or talk about it? They don't want the parents to interfere, but it's happening constantly. What is the best approach? Should the parents interfere anyway and try to change this environment? Or does the child somehow need to learn how to deal with these circumstances on their own?
Neither one. Of course, each situation is different. I said neither one means both of them. Both have to go hand in hand. You can't have black and white in this situation. You can let the child handle it when he's suffering from it. And you can't interfere completely when the child doesn't want you to interfere. So I would take both talking, having an open conversation without judgment, without reaction with the child until he's happy to share is the first step. Second is to sit down and say, son, how can we solve it together? What should we do to solve this? This cannot go on. It's neither good for you nor the person that is doing it. And come up with some sort of solution together. Again, the key is to understand the child without sympathy, without advice, and just find a solution together. Again, each situation is different. We just have to be wise and observation.
At this point, something comes up and Sat says that she has to leave the conference for a few minutes, but she will come back. Everybody meditates until Sat rejoins the meeting.
We were just meditating, hoping you would come back.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I had a situation. It was really interesting because it was a child. And I had to do exactly what I told you guys. It gave complete understanding and a tool. Okay, so go ahead, Bahar.
Sure. This was the other question. Satjan, can you give us advice on the best reaction if a young child confesses to a parent that they have feelings of love for another child of the opposite sex? Like maybe they want to marry them, have a crush on them. It doesn't seem very serious, just more like new feelings and emotions. Is there anything that we should or should not do in this situation?
Not really. How? There's nothing to do. Tell him not to have this feelings. I mean, let's get real. Let's go back to the age of that person. How old is that person?
I think they're about 6.
I have a grandson that a few girls are crushed on him. Of course not. Stay out of it. Oh, God. No, that's not even a question. That's life. All right, let's move on.
Thank you. I had one final question, and I don't know if this is a good question, but I'll explain why I'm asking. Luca asked me a few weeks ago, he came and he said, Mommy, what makes me special?
And okay.
I started to list the attributes of him, creativity, generosity. And then I thought, we're not supposed to emphasize on character. And I told him about being the light of God. And I didn't know if you had any guidance, what you would say if a child asked you, what makes me special?
Really, nobody is special. But if we have to talk about the special, we're just either human or we went above it. But we say this type of thing to our children. You're so special. You're so this and so that. I think you handle it fine. I mean, as far as he asked a question and you very honestly said, because you're giving, which he is, and you emphasize on his good character, that was perfect. I don't have anything to add to.
Thank you, Satjan. That are all the questions that we had for today.
Wonderful. Just remember, as parents, you're not perfect and your children will never be perfect either. But as far as perfection goes, with not having anger, not having this, not having that, you can't expect that. You can't expect perfection like this. Neither can we expect it of ourselves. Just put that aside. And handle each situation for itself by observing, understanding, intuitive solving. And as a parent, we are always harsh on ourselves. That's unfortunate. But once we say to ourselves that neither am I perfect as far as knowing everything, nor is should I expect my child to be perfect, then we have an opening to observe and not resist and be able to dissolve it much easier. Namaste to all of you. I'm glad you guys are having this parenting. If nothing, you can share your failure and your success together. And remember, each child changes his approach to life or his tendencies as he grows up. So don't get stuck and think that because your child shows some anger, then this is an angry child. No, just help him out of it as much as you can. And if you cannot, it's okay. Goodbye to all of you.